People act like idiots on airplanes. They just, you know, if you have any common sense, the minute you get into an aisle of an airplane and sit in a seat, you lose it. We get up in the air, the seatbelt light goes off, and immediately 15 to 20 people get up to go to the bathroom. Like, I swear to God, 15, like, what's wrong with you people? Like, really, what's wrong with you? And then you hit the turbulence. So now the seatbelt light comes on, and they tell everybody, you have to sit down. Well, nobody wants to sit down because they got to pee. Mm-hmm. Idiots. Just idiots. Sorry.
At least you weren't stuck in that. I was just looking at, it was a Flair flight that stranded people in Cancun for like 2 or 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and they spent all day at the airport. It was canceled late at night, got bused to a hotel, got brought back, sat on a bus forever. Then they weren't allowed to board the plane, went back to the terminal. Then they went out and boarded the plane. Then they all had to get off the plane again. And the flight didn't go until the next day.
So, and what airline?
For what?
Flair.
Of course it's Flair. This is Due to Underwhelming Demand, the podcast guaranteed to bring April showers into your life.
We don't oversell.
No. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
It's Dave Rachel Foreman. Foreman, living in
the path of totality, Dave.
The path of totality. I love
What's that?
It's where the solar eclipse, and hopefully you can hear this in time. For Monday, April 8th, the total solar eclipse will be passing over southern Ontario. And you there north of Fanshawe will only be getting a partial eclipse, Dave. Uh-huh. But it's St. Thomas and south will get a full total solar eclipse where the sun is completely blocked out by the moon swooping in between us. And about like 3:15 p.m., for a good minute or two, it'll be like it's nighttime. Stars will come out, complete nighttime.
Uh-huh. Stars will come out. Okay.
Yes.
I knew there was a solar eclipse because the school board has made this a PD day.
Yes.
Why?
I think because they don't want kids looking up at it.
It's the kind you can't look at.
Yeah.
You need special glasses, and you can't look at it at any time when it's partial. The only time you can actually look up, take off the glasses, is if you're in the path of totality.
Right.
And it's totally covered. You have about a minute. You can look up and see that it's nighttime, even though it's 3 p.m.
Okay. Interesting. It will be interesting.
I don't find any of this.
No, Ashley
this
couldn't
is like
give
a Tales
two
from
shits.
Space.
Yes, I don't give. I give even less than that.
Tales from Space.
That's cool.
I don't know why it's cool.
I think it's cool.
I don't get the whole thing. I don't really understand. Like I don't know how by driving to St. Thomas I could see something better that I can't look at anyway.
I don't understand
like,
that
I don't
either.
Get it. I don't really.
In the grand scheme of things, North London to St. Thomas is not very far.
It's not very far.
No.
But to see a solar eclipse.
An astronomer at Western says, and I quote, "The difference, I can tell you, between a 99.9% partial eclipse and a total solar eclipse is literally the difference between day and night."
Okay.
It's
all right.
That much different.
That's wonderful.
Really?
I still don't.
We are going to get one we will never get one here again in our lifetimes in Southern Ontario.
Wonderful.
Really?
The next total solar eclipse to go over Canada won't be till 2044, and it will be basically in Alberta.
Yeah.
So we get nothing.
Okay.
This is it.
All right.
This is our time to not shine.
Well, I remember there was one when I was a kid. I was in elementary school, really
young. That was partial.
Oh, that was a partial one. So, and I remember we weren't allowed to look at it.
Nope.
But we were at school. They didn't make that day a PD day. I don't know why it is.
You know that whole thing.
And I remember the grade
thing.
8s made some kind of contraption, and the little kids, us at the time, could look through it and see the eclipse. Like it was a whole thing, and they did projects about it, and it was a whole thing at our school.
Well, I can understand if you're in school and I think kids need to learn about that, and I get that, and there's a certain fascination when you're younger, but honestly, I don't really get it, and all I think of is the whole thing where you can't look at it. All I remember, and when we were on the radio, we used to get in a lot of trouble when we talked about this dude, but that dope Trump when he was president, remember?
he looked
straight up at it.
On Monday, President Trump stared directly into the sun.
Like, I mean, and they're told, you're told, don't look. You're not supposed to look at the eclipse.
Why can't you look at it, though?
Well, it's bad for you. You're looking straight at the sun.
Because the moon is partially covering it, and it so makes the part of the sun that you can't see that much brighter.
Yes, more intense.
Okay. Way too intense. So sunglasses aren't good enough.
Don't look at it.
You need, like, welder's grade glass or, like, special little paper ones that they give out.
Yeah, that dope one looked at it, and people are still voting for him. Like, come on!
You think New Yorkers don't care about the eclipse? I could show you one New Yorker who wanted to see the eclipse so badly, he almost burned his retinas.
No, I don't want the glasses. I want to see the whole thing.
I mean,
they think it's fake news, that's why. Well, they thought it was fake news.
Until they can't see anymore.
There was a reason to go, maybe I shouldn't cast a vote. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't really... I have friends who are also along... southern, along the lake. They have a cottage in Long Point.
Mm. Yep, and that'll be in the path of totality.
And they're in the path of totality. And then they're telling me, well, you got to get special glasses. Well, how much, what kind of special glasses? Well, they cost $5. I said, well, they're not that special.
I would like to see it. How can you see it otherwise if you don't have the glasses?
All you need to do is like have a piece of paper and make a little pinhole with it. And hold it up, to the sky where it's casting a shadow. And then the shadow, you can see the little sliver of the sun being carved out by the moon.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what happened at school when I remember this from being a kid. I was in like grade 2. This is how big of a deal it was. I remember it from back then. This is a big deal.
It is a big deal. Southwestern Public Health, the health unit for Elgin County.
Sure.
They, like a couple weeks ago, they said, all right, coming up, we're going to have a bunch of the glasses available in Woodstock and in St. Thomas. And boom, they're gone. Gone same day.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Were they giving them away? They were giving them away?
Yes, for free.
Wow.
Okay. Well, people are into it.
And by the way, you'll ruin your phone's camera if you don't have a solar filter on it and you try to look at it through your phone camera.
Oh, good advice there.
Really? It's that bad.
Yes. There will be I'm
going to be very tempted to just go stare at it. I can't now.
Okay,
you're giving
me
all these warnings, and I'm like, but I really want to see it.
Yeah.
Did you get some of those glasses?
Do we have to go back to that discussion? We just had that, okay?
I am Donald Trump.
Port Stanley, though, they're getting ready for you. Port Stanley, they say they're the best place to view the solar eclipse in all its glory.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be free parking, extra porta potties. They will have glasses available at the visitor center, but they're going to be gone in a second.
Yeah. Did you get some, Foreman? Did you get glasses?
No, I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't get any.
I was going to go to the next day, and they were already gone.
Oh. What's with the extra porta potties, Port Stanley? What is this, so exciting you'll shit? I mean, I don't understand that.
So exciting.
People are going to go there.
So exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what they won't have, though? Bidets.
Look at that thing up there that I can't look at. I got to poop.
You can look at it for like a minute, though.
What they need is more eye wash stations, probably.
Uh-huh.
Eye wash? You're not getting a chemical burn in your eye.
Stare at your eye. Stare at it.
Okay.
People like me who are like, I'm just going to look for a second.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Foreman, are you planning to go to Port Stanley?
What's your
plan?
Well, my home, all of St. Thomas is already in the path of totality, so I don't have to go to Port Stanley.
Oh, right. So you're planning
to go to your backyard.
Yes, I would like the glasses.
Okay.
Especially for the kids.
I wonder if you can just order some online, if you buy them from like Amazon.
You can. I'm going to have to do that. Find them somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Western was giving them out, but it was already, they already did an event at their observatory a couple weeks ago, and those are gone too, of course. So if you can get glasses, get them. Otherwise, don't look at it until it's total. And if you're not in St. Thomas or south, then don't look at it at all because it's only partial. And there go your eyes.
Okay, you got
and
that,
there
Rach?
There go your eyes.
Okay, you got that, Rach? Don't
Good
look
tip.
At it.
Thank you.
Don't
look at it. Yes, I'll remember that.
Don't be a dope. Don't be a dope. This is Due to Underwhelming Demand, the podcast with Dave, Rachel, and Foreman. It's the podcast that's like getting snow in April. No one wants or is prepared for it. No one. No one.
That's true.
No one wants it. Mm-hmm. Well, one second. Speaking of being prepared for something.
Okay. Yes. Ding, ding,
that's
ding.
That's another one. Do you have you know, for emergencies, for karaoke emergencies.
Karaoke emergencies.
Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right, good. That's it. This is important, I think, because...
Why?
And I don't really land on karaoke very often, but when I do land on, if karaoke reveals itself to me, if I'm in the midst of karaoke, then I want to, if I, in fact, and most of the time I would like to participate in, you know, like you want to participate in karaoke, but my goal when I participate in karaoke may be different from most people.
And
that's
why.
Yes, that's why I bring this up. A couple of times while I've been, I'm just back from a vacation at a resort south. Had a great time, great weather, and they did two karaoke nights while I was there.
Of course.
They have one night where they put on, two or three nights they put on a show, and I think they had a band one night.
How was the Michael Jackson show this year?
Yeah, they did. He was good.
Every time. There's a Michael Jackson show.
Yeah, he does very well. So anyway, they did a karaoke night, and the first guy up, and his name was Norm.
Norm.
So Norm went first. And
Norm's
this
either going to be really good or really bad.
Well, here's the thing.
I can just feel it. Yeah. Just by the name.
Norm can sing, okay? That's the first thing I want to say.
All right.
But again, it depends on what your goal is when you go to karaoke. Mm. So Norm goes first, and Norm sings My Way.
And did it my way.
You know the Elvis, the Frank Sinatra thing.
Yes, that's ambitious.
I did it my way. Now, again, I will say that I, having sat through, and by the way, if you're going to do My Way, and I don't recommend it, over 5 minutes, I believe, because there were twice we started applauding for Norm because we thought he was done, but he wasn't.
Oh, no.
Okay.
He sings it to the bitter end.
Yes.
Anyway, Norm, here's my advice for you. Any song that begins with, and now the end is near, and as I face my, the final curtain or whatever it is, I don't know all of the words. That's not a fun song to sing. That, Norm, you're not going to lift the crowd up with, and now the end is near.
The final curtain.
Yeah. Not the happiest song, Norm.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
But he's only thinking about, I did it my way. I know
you want to hit the high notes.
Yeah, that's what he's thinking about.
So I'm just giving you my advice here when it comes. Like, if you want to go to a serious karaoke night at a bar where everybody gets up, there are karaoke people. That's what they do. They go to karaoke night. Norm seemed to be one of those guys. My Way is perfect for karaoke night at the bar with your friends. Okay, go ahead and do it. Your friends are there. They expect you to get up and belt out My Way. But if you're going to do it with a crowd of people who are in the midst of having a great vacation, and now the end is near, is not how I want my song to start.
Sure.
And the same goes for the woman who sang Hello from Adele. Please. please don't do
people
that.
People are not thinking about the context of the song when they choose their karaoke songs.
Hello.
They're just thinking about, I can belt this, and I'm going to.
That's why I feel like this is maybe educational for those who don't do karaoke very often. Because I feel like what you should be doing at a resort karaoke
is amping up
the crowd, doing something for the crowd. You want
That's
the crowd
true.
To get involved. You want the crowd to be happy.
Sure.
There was a lady, a middle-aged woman, the whitest middle-aged woman that, imagine a very white middle-aged woman at a resort who got up and sang Bust a Move by LL Cool J.
Oh, no.
This here's a champ for all the fellas.
You know what song I like?
Doing that.
You know what song I like to do? I like Big Butts by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
That one would have been better. That one would have been better.
Because it's hysterical.
My wife can do that one, and that one works. Bust a move, not really. And she, she was busting a move through the entire song.
Sure.
Try to imagine a middle-aged white woman and how she dances.
Yes, well, I know.
You know exactly.
I see myself.
Yes, you know exactly how she dances.
Yes.
Her husband then gets up. And again, I think they go to karaoke nights.
These are party people.
He does an obscure 5-minute, tragically hip song.
Oh, boy.
Try to imagine that.
Yeah. Ugh. In a different country. Like, nobody knows.
What's your go-to karaoke song? Like, Rachel, what's your go-to?
Big Butts. I like that one.
Okay, so that one would work.
But I don't do karaoke. I don't love karaoke. I will do it sometimes.
Okay, but if you got up there and did I Like Big Butts, I think I would enjoy that. That would be fun.
My friends had a wedding at a bar. It was like a roadhouse, and they had their, it was a very low-key.
And you did I Like Big Butts?
And I did that, and we got so many people up on stage with us, and people were dancing. It was just like, you know, it's a party.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So good for you. Foreman, what's yours?
Yeah, I'm all about the audience participation as well. So as soon as someone starts singing,
If I had a million dollars.
If I had a million dollars.
Everybody else gets to play along too.
Perfect. Yeah, but
that's true. You can put the microphone.
I can't do this by my. And you have like a 30-second intro on that song too to say, I can't do this one by myself. I'm going to need everyone's help.
Right.
Are you ready for it? Let's go.
I just fundamentally hate that song.
I'm a little sick of it. Yeah. But, I participate.
I get what you're saying. That's
I would participate.
That's better than Bust a Move.
All right. What's yours, Dave?
Okay. Well, I have two.
I have a theory.
I have two, and I'll bring
That's funny, because I've literally never seen you do karaoke,
ever. I've done it a number of times.
Really? Never near me.
We were at a resort a number of years ago, and we came back from dinner, and it was karaoke night, and somebody was doing, I Will Always Love You or whatever, the Whitney Houston.
Don't do Whitney Houston.
If you can't sing like Whitney Houston, you shouldn't do it. This is not American Idol.
Please don't do Whitney Houston. And everybody's just sort of sitting on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the entertainment guys, because we used to go to that resort a lot, and I knew the entertainment guy. He says, you got to do one. I'm like, and I'm looking, everybody's just like,
mm-hmm.
Party time. So I said, Jana and I will do. And he goes, well, what are you going to do? I said, we'll do Sweet Caroline.
Okay.
And I don't, and I fundamentally hate that song, but I know it works.
Sweet Caroline. It works.
I know.
I knew you were going to say that.
I know it works.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Well,
everybody knows the words.
I know
so
people.
Good.
And,
so good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
good.
People will go crazy.
Participation. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's that one. You're welcome.
Yes, okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
and
that's a good one.
You can bring the kids up with you to sing that one.
Yep.
Okay?
Yeah, everybody, what's your other one? Moni Moni?
No, but that works.
That's true.
No, I. The other one is, and you've got to begin it with a little soliloquy, like when I first look. I'm not a great karaoke singer, but this song touched me in a way that no other song has ever touched me, and I'm going to sing it. But again, I'm not great at karaoke, this song just moves me, and I'm going to give it my best shot. And if this song resonates with you, or if you know it, or if you know some of the words, feel free to sing along with me, because I just want everyone to share and enjoy and
this
get
moment.
Into a song, a moment, a song that just means this much to me. And then you say, DJ, go ahead.
Hit
and
it.
It's and then it's YMCA.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Yes.
And people will howl. People will howl, and they will have a party. That's a party.
You gotta be a showman, you know, like David.
Yeah,
Dave, our showman.
Yeah, there you go.
Who knew?
Yeah,
who would have expected that?
I'm telling you,
I've never seen him do karaoke.
You're welcome. Nope. Do karaoke. It's fun. This is Due to Underwhelming Demand, the podcast that's not like a warm spell in April, because that's something you hope will last.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's not this.
hey, we get comments sometimes of people who think this is too short.
Oh, mm-hmm. Really?
Yes, we do.
I don't think that's true.
Yes, you wouldn't know that. You don't check our email.
I don't check the email.
I can read one right now. Dave says, I listen on my way to work this morning and laugh my ass off when you guys were talking about the bidets.
I don't believe that either. I'll bet your ass is still there.
Yeah. And Foreman's rant about Florida, but he says, my only issue is your podcast isn't quite long enough to last my entire drive to work, and then I have to fumble around and change to another one.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay, yeah. Well, then
that's a lot of work to make 30 minutes of content, turns out.
It is? I stand corrected. Anyway.
Well, for two of us.
All right.
For
two of us. We are Dave, Rachel, and Foreman. That's who we are.
Oh, you guys love Costco. Well, Dave loves Costco, I know.
You love Costco.
And I try and avoid it unless I really have to go.
I didn't say I love Costco.
How many rants are you trying to get me to go on?
I don't. Yeah, exactly.
Foreman hates Costco.
Love Costco. I just go to Costco and it doesn't bother me.
Okay. Well, Foreman, I'll start with, listen, scratch that. Foreman hates Costco. But there's another store that I think Foreman might hate even more. And that's IKEA.
Oh.
Yeah. So earlier this week, I took Jeremy to IKEA.
Why would you do that? Why? Why?
Jeremy to IKEA.
Has he not been through enough?
He's still in recovery.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, my daughter, my youngest, Kendall, has a very small closet, and she needs more space now because they're starting to get more clothes and more things in their room. So I need to get her like a PAX wardrobe, you know, like those wardrobes that IKEA has. They're customizable. You can get them different sizes. You can customize them for your space and what you want the interior, drawers and shelves and everything.
Okay.
So I've been thinking about this for a while, and finally we're like, okay, we need to get her another thing. So I said, when the kids go back to school on Monday, you and I, because he's home with me right now, we'll go to IKEA because I have my own business. I can take off if I need to. We can go on a Monday. And he's like, all right. So off we go. We go to IKEA.
The best possible response you could have expected.
Well, I don't know what more you could say. We were supposed to get a full-on IKEA, and then
we were supposed to get an IKEA like 10 times.
And then they couldn't figure out how to, you know, put the thing together. So, that's the best joke. I just lived for two and a half years
in a town with a full IKEA. And didn't go there that often. So I'm not a fan of them, I don't hate them as much as Costco because you don't have to go as often.
Well, here's the thing. I have never in my life set foot in an IKEA.
Really? Never?
Never.
I've only been a couple of times, to be honest, because the closest one to us is in Burlington, which is an hour and 15 minutes away. So it's not too bad. So I said to Jeremy, we're going to go. The kids are at school. We're going to get them on the bus and then we're going to go. So we did. We did that. And I said, you're coming because I need a driver and I need someone to help haul this stuff around, even though I know you're still in recovery.
That's right. You really do. Like, he has not suffered enough.
Back on the horse.
Back on the horse. We need to get this back, back to normal.
Yeah.
So my plan was to go and get this whole thing and fit it in the back of our truck.
I'm starting to wonder whether pancreatitis is caused by Rachel.
Well, it could be because we never found out the cause, actually. Yeah. So I don't know.
All right.
So we go there and I'm like, let's go through the showroom, because you can either choose to go through the showroom, which has all the setup and it shows you how things are set up and you can look at the closets is what we wanted, but anything, couches, whatever, kitchens, or you can just go to the marketplace, which is where you go through to pick up all of those pieces that you need. Okay, to create these items. So I said, let's go to the showroom. We're going to make a whole day of it. We're going to go to the showroom. We're going to go here for lunch. We're going to have the meatballs, everything. And then we'll go through the marketplace and get our stuff. And he's like, all right. So here we go. We're driving an hour and a half.
I'm telling you right now, what a day that is. Yeah. What a treat.
I know.
We're not,
he didn't have anything else to do other than watch Food Network and curling. So what's he
going to
do?
So you smile at him and say, we're going to IKEA. We're going to spend the entire day there.
And what's he going to do?
You're going to love it.
You're going to love it because you have nothing else to do at this point. You don't have to work. There's nothing going on. So we
go. Did you get the meatballs for lunch too?
I did get the meatballs. Yeah. I did get the meatballs for lunch. I did. Yeah. And so we go. I finally talk to someone and she's helping me with the closet. And she's like, but this one piece that you want, one of the major big pieces, is not in stock right now.
Oh, no.
so you can't pick it up today. And I said, oh, it was in stock last night. Like, I was looking on the website. Well,
what is
somebody
this, Ashley Furniture?
I guess. I don't know.
Are they going to deliver it?
It won't be in stock.
Throw it down your stairs.
No, they don't deliver it. And it does come in pieces, so you can get it to the basement because it's IKEA. So I couldn't get that day. And she's like, well, you might as well just order the whole thing online. I said, okay, well, now that I have an answer, I'll just do that. So we came all this way, didn't get the closet system that I wanted to get.
Uh-huh.
So then we go for lunch. We go to the lunch. Then we go through the marketplace just to see kind of what's in there and, uh-huh. and pick up a few things.
Sure.
So in the end, I spent a whopping $16 at IKEA.
Wow.
We drove about almost 3 hours round trip to get there. And then on the way home, Jeremy was driving because I prefer to be driven. And I said, you're good, right? Like, I'm just going to close my eyes in this car. Have a nap. And then we got home right in time for bus time. So it was all's well that ends well. Uh-huh. And we still don't have the closet system.
Yeah, that's, I think.
But ask Jeremy how much he loved his life that day.
Uh-huh.
Even we would rather watch curling than do that.
That's true. Yeah, he's right. Yeah, he's right. Yeah. This is Due to Underwhelming Demand, the podcast. It's Dave, Rachel, and Foreman. And don't forget, you can sponsor this fine podcast anytime you like. We have, what is it? What do you say, Rachel? We have prices
for every budget.
For every budget.
Starting at $75. That's right.
There you go.
Yeah. No matter the product or service you're selling, we can get it sold.
Who will sell it better than us?
No one I can think of. No. DaveRachelForeman at gmail.com, where it reaches on socials, okay? We're everywhere. Mm-hmm. You can even watch us on YouTube.
We're on YouTube. You just look up Due to Underwhelming Demand podcast. We're on TikTok now at Due to Underwhelming Demand. Facebook and Instagram as well at
Leave
Dave Rachel
comments,
Foreman.
Get us on Messenger.
Yes.
Send us an email.
Yes. Yes.
Any of those.
Please.
Anything and everything.
And
please
people
do.
And this is where we read your comments. This is the time of the show.
Yeah. Like, Foreman, you were talking. You went to Disney.
Yes.
We talked about the whole Disney thing and people, you know, like, there are courses now that you can take to plan to go to Disney, which I think is just insane. But anyway.
Going to Disney, and someone said this, is a quest.
Is
and
it?
I think, it's a quest.
Okay. It is.
All right. Yeah. Well, Stacy says, oh my gosh, I love listening to your podcast. I'm sure people think I'm crazy laughing out loud while walking my dogs. I just listened to the episode from Foreman going to Disney. I would suggest the next time you go, try out Animal Kingdom.
Mm.
Although it's a little bit more congested of an area than the Magic Kingdom. The
more
rides are
congested, and that's your suggestion?
Well, the rides are way better. The rides, Stacy says, are way better. And
right.
Rachel.
Yes.
I feel your pain with the reading glasses. I work at a Canada Post outlet, and people are always putting their ID up in front of my face, mm-hmm. and I have to step back a few paces just so that I can read the fine print.
Back up a little.
My husband's older than I am, and I used to laugh at him when he couldn't read a menu. I'm not laughing anymore, LOL. Thanks for keeping us entertained. I hope this podcast goes on for a long time.
Oh, thanks.
There you go. Thank you, Stacey.
Yeah, we'll see. I have one. We'll see. I don't know. Depends on how long I can put up with these guys.
Does Canada Post want to sponsor us?
Yes, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
Ellen Poole sent us a message also about your Disney vacation.
Okay.
She says, you guys were talking about planning a Disney vacation. My daughter had a trip planned as a Christmas present to her kids, and it took almost an entire year to plan.
Yep.
It's like planning a military invasion.
No, it's not.
She went on the Facebook pages. She had spreadsheets for everything, timing on when and where to go. They had it all arranged. It cost them over $10,000.
Oh my goodness.
They gave it to the kids for Christmas. They planned to go in May, and then COVID hit.
Oh.
They were lucky to get all their money back, but now the two oldest ones don't want to go, and the youngest isn't sure either.
Well, there you go.
I think you'll like it. And at any age, I think they would like it.
That email, I wasn't expecting that. That had a very happy ending.
Because you didn't have to go?
They didn't have to go.
You did a lot of planning for nothing,
And now we got 10 grand. Mm-hmm. I mean, win-win.
Wow. If you saved it up, you get the money back.
Good. As promised, we are still going to talk about bidets every episode.
Oh, perfect. I like that.
We're not done with that.
It would be a bummer if we didn't.
Groaner.
Trudy says, I listened to your podcast when biking home.
Mm.
It's like bicycling?
Okay. All right. I guess so.
Awesome. Thank you. My husband got a bidet attachment shortly after the pandemic started, I guess to avoid the toilet paper shortage.
That's
and
right.
He has since refused to use our bathroom upstairs because it doesn't have one, or even leave the house in the morning until he does his business. He works from home, so these days are rare anyway. But recently, Costco had a bidet attachment on sale, so now we have one for both bathrooms. And I got home a portable bidet for Christmas. I got him a portable bidet for Christmas, I guess you mean.
A portable one.
So he can travel with it and always has one on the go.
Yes.
What's a portable bidet? Just a squirt bottle? Like, what's that?
Probably. I don't think so. But that's a
I didn't know that existed.
That's hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a
two bidet home. How about that?
And a portable.
It must be nice. It must be nice.
Right? And wherever portable. You need to go.
Well, we just keep it in the trunk no matter what.
Squirt bottle.
Lisa sent us an email to our Gmail, and I think a few weeks ago, and we haven't read it, so better get to it. It's three paragraphs long here.
Okay.
Covers a lot of ground.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Lisa Wixon. Hi, guys. I love that you guys are back together again, and the uncensored version is so much better. I'm behind on episodes, and I'm now watching you on YouTube.
Okay. Oh.
I need to go back and watch Foreman's episode about Costco. I laughed so hard listening to it, I need to watch it.
Oh, my God. You should see him just get so up.
He gets so wound up.
He's bouncing in his seat. Yeah. Yep.
I have a question about the episode where you're trying to fix the boat at the cottage. Well, now we are going back. Why didn't Winston fix the boat if he's so fucking wonderful?
No, that's Windsor, not Winston.
Windsor the horse.
Horse, not Winston.
Why didn't he if he's so wonderful, Foreman?
I'm not dignifying that with a response.
Okay.
I've just watched the episode, Dave V. Vole, and I feel your pain.
Well, I can help you with that.
Voles?
Here in East London, it's the crackhead squirrels. They sit at my patio door tormenting my three cats and will slowly leave once I open the fucking door. And once it's closed, they come right back. I've Googled different ways to deter them, but I swear the fuckers are sitting there laughing at me.
Oh my goodness.
This is a very uncensored email, too.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for that.
Rachel, I just watched the episode with the broken water heater and having to have cold showers, and I totally understand your pain.
Oh.
When my kids were young and we lived in Goderich, we went to the beach, and even in August, my three brat kids would yell, "Come on in, Mom, it's warm." They were all fucking liars.
Oh my God.
If it wasn't bath warm, it wasn't for this woman.
No, that's right.
And I haven't listened to that radio station since Dave and Rachel left, and it wasn't the same without Foreman. The connection between you three is unbeatable. Keep up the wonderful job, Lisa.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lisa. That's so nice.
That email is like watching an episode of The Bear.
Anyway, we also... do have yet another voice memo.
Oh, good.
Oh, no, not from
Scotty.
You know. Okay, here we go.
Hey, guys. I was just listening to episode 67, what a great story about Foreman meeting up with Stacy. I've heard good things about her mom. Anyway, it's great that she just, you know, happened to come along and recognize you when you were wearing a hat and sunglasses and stuff. And she's totally not stalking you. It's not like she came creeping out of the woods and just all of a sudden showed up on the street. Anyway, no, I'm sure that's not what it was. But I guess I do know stalking. Remember that time you caught me rifling through your trash, Foreman? and then I wasn't able to go on any of the... harbor cruises because the ankle monitor I had on would go off. So anyway, okay. I'll see you at our hearing in July.
Oh my God.
He's getting funnier.
Scotty cracks me up.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about her mom. That's very funny. Yeah, that love very that. Funny.
Thank you, Scotty.
He's not afraid. People that are afraid cower. President Trump doesn't cower.
That's right. Trump doesn't cower. He'll confront you face to face and look you straight in the eye, whether you're a judge or a governor or a solar eclipse. And that's our Trump classic.
Trump classic.
United Church. Church. Church.